Catherine O'Donnelly is an attorney who specializes in human trafficking cases. She said there are several key consistencies in organized prostitution rings that localities can use in drafting ordinances.
Women found in brothels disguised as massage parlors typically live on site, where they are confined and coerced into providing commercial sex to 6 to 10 men a day, 7 days a week. These locations, often known as Asian massage parlors or Korean massage parlors, operate as commercial front brothels that claim to offer legitimate services such as massage, but they actually primarily provide commercial sex.
O'Donnelly said women in the massage parlors who are forced to have sex with numerous partners get caught and arrested, but they're actually the victims. Rebecca Kurt, a Tampa City attorney, said even though there are laws in place to address the prostitution, that isn't enough to tie it to human trafficking cases.
Because you may have a lot of prostitution cases, but tying that back to the actual business and imputing that knowledge can be problematic. So what we've talked about, at least from a starting point, is trying to eliminate some of the business practices that are conducive to that illegal behavior.
Last month alone, the state suspended 81 massage licenses for being illegally obtained under suspicions of human trafficking. But as of now, the city of Tampa doesn't have any of their own regulations to track it down at the local level. Kurt said the city can do its part in making it harder for businesses to operate.
Create a business regulation for massage parlors that prohibits the 24 hours of operation by setting times that they can operate, as well as prohibiting residing at the business. As I said earlier, we currently have a number of tools that are already on the books. You know, prostitution is illegal. If we make a number of prostitution cases, we can, in fact, bring them to the Public Nuisance Abatement Board, where they can put additional restrictions on the business. But I do believe this will be an additional effective tool. It will be a first step.
City Council members spent little time discussing the issue and instead all just nodded. Councilmember Lisa Monteleone mentioned a television show where a detective made tracking down human trafficking a priority.
They've done two different episodes, you know, one like 10 years ago and one now. So it's an issue that just doesn't seem to be corrected or go away, even with the best efforts. So I guess what concerns me is we're just getting started now. I know you said it doesn't mean we haven't been doing anything in the past, but I'm happy to see, let me put it this way, I'm happy to see that we are doubling up the effort.
City Council will bring the matter up again at their November 1st meeting, where city staff will present language for an ordinance. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.